The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will refresh you. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy, and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We continue throughout this week to examine the soil of our minds, of our hearts, of our souls, to what God always wants to implant. Yesterday, which was immediately before this Gospel, but part of Jesus' same words, he was describing how he would reveal to the little ones, to those who are childlike, the mysteries of the kingdom. And then he turns to us, and he wants us to be those childlike people. He wants to remake us to be childlike. So he says to us three steps for us to become that really good soil. The first is an invitation. It sounds a little bit like a command, but Jesus says it to our freedom. Come! Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Come with all your problems. Come with all your struggles. And I will, the real verb there is remake you. I'll remake you. I'll give you a totally fresh start. In the most famous psalm of them all, Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd," toward the end it says, "By restful waters he leads us there." Some of the times we'll say in the translation, "He will refresh our soul. He will make them fresh. He will make them new." But the verb there is the same verb. I will remake you by those restful waters. Which of course means the baptismal waters, and how the Lord always wants to give us new life. But with all our problems, today in the first reading, we hear the Israelites crying out to the Lord, "O Lord, oppressed by your punishment, we cried out in anguish." The Lord Jesus says, come with those burdens, and I will remake you. He was specifically saying this to people who were burdened by the way that their teachers, the scribes and the Pharisees, were communicating to them God's revelation. Jesus had talked about it on a couple of other occasions in the Gospel, that they were laying heavy burdens upon the people and not lifting a single finger to help them carry them. Jesus saying, all you who are burdened in that false understanding of the way of the Christian life, who are trying to eliminate from your life all of the various sins that are described in the Old Covenant, to keep the 613 commandments that are there. Come, you who are burdened, and I will refresh you. The way He'll refresh us is not to eliminate God's law, but to make it clearer for us, to simplify it literally, by helping us to see how all of God's law is to love God with all we've got and to love our neighbor as God loves us. That's the way He wants to refresh us, by first calling us as little children, trusting in Him, to come to Him. Then the second step, a little bit more challenging, is take my yoke upon you. Take my yoke. Jesus was a carpenter. One of the things that these tectons did was they built yokes. And Jesus was probably an expert in making yokes. Yokes would be able to harness two animals so that they would work in tandem. Jesus wants us to take His yoke. He doesn't say, sit down and I will put my yoke upon you. He says, come and take it. Take my yoke. He wants our freedom in responding to that invitation, to respond to that yoke, to harness ourselves to Jesus, so that together with Jesus we can work. It's not just any old yoke. It's His yoke. And we know that His yoke is perpendicular. It's in the form of a cross. We carry His yoke with Him like Simon of Cyrene. That's the second thing. If we really wish to bear good fruit in life, having responded to Jesus' invitation with all our burdens. At first, it seems we're taking on another one. We're taking on a yoke. But that yoke's unlike any other. Yoked with Simon of Cyrene, Jesus and Simon together were able to plow the field for the good seed to be planted, so that we would be able to bear good fruit because of all the graces that were obtained by Jesus on that yoke. Jesus wants our entire life to be lived in communion with Him, in tandem. So often we want to do our own thing and every once in a while visit Jesus. Jesus says, no, I want to live together with you your entire life. I want you to pray together with me. I want you to work together with me. I want you to study together with me. I want you even to sleep together with me. I want you to be a Christian full time, yoked to me, so that together yoked we might work the field of the kingdom in the world and be able to come to be yoked forever in heaven. That's the second condition, to take Jesus' yoke, to take that invitation willingly. The third part, Jesus says, and learn from me, for I'm meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. In the Greek, it isn't learn from me, but it's even more challenging. It's learn me. Come, take my yoke, and learn me. As you're yoked, you're going to learn from me the humility with which to receive all of my action. You'll learn that meekness. And meekness isn't weakness. Meekness means you're tame. You might be a wild lion, but you're tame, so that you still have the strength of the lion, but you're not going after everybody. In order for us to receive the Word of God, we need to be calmed down. We need to have self-control. The greatest expression, I think, today of someone who is meek is a black belt in karate. Black belt in karate knows 50 different ways in order to kill somebody. Somebody comes up to him, he can totally embarrass the person, but he doesn't have to, because he knows how strong he is. So if they're trying to punch him, he knows how to get out of the way. He doesn't have to impose his will on somebody else, because he's got that type of self-control. That's when we're able to be really fruitful. But it's hard, because a lot of us are like wild animals sometimes, wanting to do our own thing. That's why Jesus wants us to yoke ourselves to Him, so that we can learn Him. We can learn that humility, which is a poverty in a sense. Help me, Lord, because I can't do it on my own. I need your help. But also that strength of self-control, so that we allow God to be in control. And like a stallion who has been domesticated, can really ride with the jockey to this championship. That's the third step. And Jesus describes that when we learn Him who is meek and humble of heart, it's then we will find refreshment. Because He's not going to take necessarily those burdens away, but He's going to give us an entirely different way to bear them. He says, my yoke is easy. The real word there is krestos, which means well-fitting. It's fit for your shoulders. It's fit for your life. I'm not just putting on a pair of shoes that's five times too small for you, so that eventually you're going to be limping. It's tailor-made for you. And that's why it's light. Because together with the Lord and with the love with which He had borne that cross, we can bear all our burdens. This is the pathway to a truly fruitful life, to the type of refreshment Jesus wants to give us. And every Mass, Jesus says, come. Thanks be to God we've responded to that invitation today. No matter what burdens we need to face over the course of the rest of the day, we've come. Second, the Lord says, take up this yoke. Got to want it. It's the real yoke of the cross, of self-sacrificial love. And then to learn from Jesus. Jesus has just taught us here. And that Jesus is going to yoke Himself to us on the inside in Holy Communion. Let us receive that refreshment, which is a foretaste of the eternal refreshment that He died to give us. Praise be Jesus Christ. Now and forever.